Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you today. How the heck are you today? Angry Mark was in the house yesterday. Angry Mark hasn't really... Angry Mark has left. Middle of the road Mark is in right now. I got to tell you, there's just so much happening right now. It is really amazing to see what a little bit of money and partners in the media will do for you if you're a lefty, progressive, gun-grabbing America hater. Give all the airtime you want. Write up anything you want. Get away with any lie you want. Change the narrative all day long to everything you want. Yep, we're going to go there in just a little bit. I've got some emails I want to start out with you, in particular the one I missed yesterday. If you were listening to the show yesterday, I got just a beautiful email from an individual named John. I'm going to read that to open the program. But before I do, let me tell you what I got coming up for the rest of the week. On the Sunday Monster broadcast in just a few days, Andrew Branca, the famed attorney, author of The Law of Self-Defense, will be talking with us. I ran into him. Let me put it this way. I ran into him at the Concealed Carry Expo, and we got together. We talked today. Everybody got where they were going, and we were able to put him in. I actually had time, was able to squeeze him in because of a cancellation. He's going to be joining me for a full hour this Sunday on the Monster Cast from his ranch and residence out in Colorado. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you pen that in on your schedule. Andrew Branca, The Law of Self-Defense. These are fascinating conversations. And I got, yeah, man, I know it's because I talk to so many attorneys and they're all wonderful. But Andrew's reputation, they're all great. You've heard him on the show. Andrew's reputation, though, is growing. He's getting right up there with Masoud Ayoub, and he's picking up that torch and carrying it. And his book has been a wonderful seller. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association licensed it and sells it. You can buy it there. I think it's lawofselfdefensebook.com. That link may not be good. Let me double check that. I probably shouldn't have said anything, but that's okay. The Law of Self-Defense, you can still pick it up. You can get it anywhere. Just Google it and you'll find it. But he's wonderful. That's coming up on Sunday. That's going to be in addition to some of the regular contributors. Of course, A.W.R. Hawkins bringing it in the house, as he always does from Breitbart News. You know that crazy alt-right site, right? Yeah, alt-right. A.W.R. Hawkins will be here. Not only will A.W.R. Hawkins be here, we'll be getting some updates from Alan Gottlieb. The Supreme Court conference meeting today, right now, as I speak, are they looking at the Peruta case? Are they looking at Binderup Suarez? Are they going to take these cases? I was on the Janet Mefford show yesterday. Janet Mefford today. But not before I had a conversation, a follow-up conversation with Alan Gottlieb, who, of course, funded and brought both Binderup Suarez. Those two cases were combined down at the district level on the when it moved up into appeals. And, of course, the Peruta case. You know, the case that says, hey, guess what? You don't have a right to concealed carry. Even though that wasn't part of the case. Supreme Court's looking at that today. I talked with Alan Gottlieb. I have it on good authority, and I can say that because I know he would have told me that on air if I had asked him. But the Binderup Suarez case, the two of the cases that you've been hearing about on national news that the Supreme Court is now going to look at, the Binderup Suarez case is not going to be a part of or was not a part of today's conference. Peruta could be, but in all likelihood isn't. So I hope I'm not speaking too soon. I will continue to follow up during this hour of Armed American Radio to see if there's been any breaking news on that. That is the case tackling the good cause for you to get a concealed permit out in California. California, you're listening right now on a number of stations. As it stands, you have to show quote-unquote good cause. And you know who determines what's good cause? The man does. The man does. Meaning the sheriff, male or female. They determine good cause to determine whether or not you can exercise your constitutional right. And then, of course, the Ninth Circuit and Bonk, the full panel, heard it and added the little caveat, well, we don't believe that the Second Amendment protects the right to concealed carry. Of course, the gist of this case in California and why it's so important to you everywhere is because if this case is not taken, that ruling in the Ninth Circuit stands for the Ninth Circuit. And even though the right to conceal carry was not a part of the case, it was simply the good cause, the Ninth Circuit and all of their progressive, liberal, gun-grabbing wisdom decided to make it about that and insert that language into the ruling. So this is a big deal in California and the Ninth Circuit. This is huge. We want the court to take it. Hopefully they do. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that. Good cause. Good cause. Remember that. The man. Your life's not that much danger. You don't need it. I don't think you do anyway. I don't think you need it. So, no. Oh, no, you're not going to get a refund. By the way, I'm keeping your money. How much did it cost? $350? No, you don't get a refund? No. You paid me to look at it and rubber stamp no, which is what happens in most parts of California. Now, keep in mind, there are some great counties, some conservative counties out there where I know people who have the California permit. California permit's not as restrictive as you might think it would be. So this stuff's a big deal. Got to pay attention to this stuff. We'll keep you posted as these things pop up. If anything breaks while we're talking to you today, we'll let you know. If you hear something before I say something and you're listening live, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'm monitoring that board right now. And I've got a couple other monitors going too. And by the way, how about that big Moab, huh? Mother of all bombs being dropped on ISIS today. Yeah. He's a new sheriff in town. I think the world's fine to that. Donald Trump been playing games. Let the military do what needs to be done. This ain't wimpy what's-his-face. Mm-mm. He's a new sheriff in town. By the way, this sheriff in town supports your right to national reciprocity. I got an email from John Cook. I want to go here. This was really humbling to get. Hi, Mark. First, I want to thank you for helping me find the USCCA. It took a few months for me to completely understand due to my being busy in retirement. But last November, I signed up for the United States Concealed Carry Association. In a few more months, I will be upgrading my membership to the maximum protection. Retirement pay is not as good as I thought it would be. Things are getting better and looking up for us now. Second, I heard you talking about the books, and I'd like to be able to read them. Since you are responsible for my joining the USCCA, I hope you don't mind. And you put a smiley face on there. John, I don't mind. In fact, your order for those books signed and went out today, my friend. About me, U.S. Army 11B, 1973 through 76, towards the end of Vietnam. I've carried all the infantry weapons as a ground pounder, wore out a few pairs of boots for those years. I know the difference between M16 and AR-15 since I have that experience. As an M60 gunner, my sidearm was one of the old Colt 1911s. I know the difference between weapons, military-trained term, he's got in parentheses, and civilian arms. There was no comparison, maybe in the 1911, but certainly not even close between an M16 and an AR. Have been a CCW holder since 2014 and now carry daily. Love the show and your term club, as in never leave your cave without. My state is an open carry state, which is how I carry most of the time. Kind of tough to conceal a Springfield Armory XD 40, but when my income increases in a few months, I'm looking at a Crossbreed Super Tuck because of you. Also, thank you for all you do for all of us. John Cook, he's out of Oxford, Mississippi. Now, my first response to John when I read that email was, no, sir, thank you for the kind words. Thank you for what you do and what you've done. Wow. And supports the people who bring this program to you. We couldn't do it without them, of course, the USCCA. And then he's got to go one step further and mention the fine folks at Crossbreed. And his Crossbreed Super Tuck, by the way, is now on its way to him for that Springfield Armory XD40. We didn't wait to send it to him. Great stuff from John. Now, he's talking about maximum protection being the platinum level self-defense insurance that I carry. He knows I carry that level of insurance. Talk to you about it later in the program when we go through some of our business things. We'll go there when we go to the Gun of the Day giveaway, which we certainly will do. I've got a couple videos, three Into the Fray videos with you today. We're going to start moving a little bit into training today. Had an angry day yesterday. You got the politics in. I'm going to remind you again about Michael Bloomberg. He's coming after your rights. He's never going to stop. It's a generational thing. It's never going to go away. You have to stay awake. Just because Trump is in office doesn't mean you can fall down. You can't do it. Lest we find ourselves with another what's-his-face. That's inevitable. It will happen. Don't let it happen. So we got three training videos I want to go through. Great moral to each one of those. And tomorrow, I've got a guest. Lee Williams will be here, but we've got a guest we're bringing in that is just absolutely phenomenal. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, great email from John Cook. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. Hey, if you joined, picked up your self-defense insurance as a result of hearing me talk about it, I'd love to hear from you. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. And tell me what you think about having it. Here's what I'd like to know. I'm thinking about doing something on a future program. If you would like to join me on the air to talk about the difference that you feel walking outside the door knowing you have coverage, that you won't be financially ruined because of the actions of some scumbag forcing you to take action to defend your life, and or because of some dopey leftist progressive prosecutor who hates your right to bear arms and voted for What's-His-Face and Mrs. What's-His-Face and wants What's-His-Face back and thinks Trump isn't even actually elected, you know, one of those people because they're out there. I'd love to hear your story. Shoot it over to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know what you think. I know how much more comfortable I feel having it. And, of course, you're listening to someone who pulled a firearm on another human being a number of years ago. Well, I think back in hindsight, I'd have done the same thing. Absolutely would have done the same thing under the situation today, with or without the insurance. But I got to tell you, if I had had to make the decision to pull the trigger and to squeeze the trigger, I know I would feel a hell of a lot better having what I have today that I didn't have then. That's the platinum level. It doesn't matter whether it was silver, gold, or platinum. Just the peace of mind. I'm serious, and I'm going to ask you this again. I got to put this into the conversation about it. I can't help but think about it because I talk to too many people. I know right now there are over 60 Americans right now home with their families because they carry this platinum or silver or gold insurance. And in more than one of those cases, they had only made one payment of $13. Think about that. Their attorneys are paid for, their bonds paid for. You really got to give this consideration. But if you have a story, I'd love to add you to it and possibly bring you on a future program on a monster broadcast to talk about it. Because I'd love to know how you feel about it. So if that's you, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Or maybe this conversation just made you pull the trigger. Either way, please let me know. John, thanks for that email. Here's another one. And this email from Michael opens up a can of worms. A good can of worms, because it's a great conversation to have with you on the air. This comes from Michael Laporte. Mark, wow. I was just listening to the discussion you and Paul Markle had on the 411 show regarding the women killed at home by the ex. I was kind of shocked at your opinion. I'm hoping to change it. You argued for some sort of disclosure of the private life of the teachers to the school admin or parents / public. What difference is there, by the way, that and the HOA? See, I know Michael listens to the show because he knows I hate homeowners associations. That's why he's going there. I appreciate that. He knows. So he's making me think here, okay? And I appreciate that. I knew that right away about the email. What difference is there, by the way, between that and the HOA that wants to know if you own guns, or the nosy neighbor who asks, do you own guns, how you lock them up, etc.? You know, those are a danger to my children or family or neighborhood. I suggest that is whose ox is being gored. I am probably close to 25 or 30 years older than you. I have lived my life in a communist state with all the restrictions and attitudes that others know better than me. Put up with all the crap that for the betterment of society, I should live by a never-ending and growing list of gun restrictions and rules. My life motto is mind your own business and I will mind mine. I don't prevent anyone from defending themselves, but my life, my private life, is my business. What prevents folks from needing to know that the teacher's religion, political views, or sexual history? I can easily find a percentage of the parents in any school who will swear it's necessary to protect their kids from some sort of danger, in quotes. Life comes with risks, and yes, there's collateral damage, so be it. In the end, no one is getting out of this alive. Michael, it's a great email, and you open up what I could take the rest of the hour on. And frankly, I don't know how far I'm going to go into it, but I'm going to let it rip. Because I love the email. What Michael is referring to is the conversation. If you missed the show, if you don't listen every day, this is why you need to listen every day. We just keep rolling on with you. I was reminding you about the two educators down in Brandon, Florida, two women who began a relationship after one of the women left her husband, was divorced. He didn't like that. So, and I hesitate, I think I might have said it before, I hesitate to do it. It's not really the right way to describe it, but I was quoting the paper, it being a love triangle. But the woman was in a relationship with another female educator who happened to be the principal of a middle school in Central Florida, outside of Tampa. They had armed themselves, they had trained themselves, because her ex, one of the other one was a teacher, and the other one was a teacher, one was the principal. The teacher, I believe she was the math teacher. Her husband was one of the lunatic, you know, not taking no for an answer, this type of guy. Believe he had a bulletproof vest on. He went there to do battle, but he showed up at their home. A gunfight erupted. All three are dead. Unfortunately, they were unable to get the better of him before he got the better of them, but they are all three dead. And it's a horrible story. And I asked the question, and this is where Michael misread my answers, because I didn't give an opinion. I asked the question of you. Let me go to the next one first. Because there was another. We're now San Bernardino. Because you got Gabby Giffords and the rest of the lefty crazies out there exploiting this. You had a domestic violence incident that occurred at a school in San Bernardino. And the gun grabbers want to call it what it isn't. They want to call it a school shooting. It's not a school shooting. It's a domestic violence that happened at her workplace. If she worked at a meatpacking facility, it would have happened there. The crazed lunatic, abusive husband, went to where she works. That's a key component to what part of my answer to Michael is going to be on this email. It would have happened whether she worked at a meatpacking facility. It didn't matter. He went to where she worked to kill her. And in this case, an eight-year-old child, innocent eight-year-old child, was killed. That's more than collateral damage. So those are the two cases. And I didn't give an opinion. I asked the question. And I said it's a legitimate question to ask. Because these women work with children in schools, and because they are the subject, or the target, if you will, of an ongoing, and I'm talking, these are key words, ongoing violent domestic situation. These women knew they had a problem. It didn't start the day he got there. Restraining orders were in place. These two men were known by law enforcement. And these women were preparing for the ongoing violence. They were prepped for it. They were armed for it, and they trained for it. And the question that I asked, and I said it's a legitimate question, and I stand by it. I also said yesterday, or when we were talking with Paul, I said, I don't have an opinion. I'm asking the question. I don't know the answer. That's what I said on the 11th, and that's what I say today. I don't know the answer. I'm asking for you to respond back to me. Should the school and the parents have been notified that their teachers, their children's teachers, were under this threat of violence? We'll be right back. We'll continue the conversation.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing. Today, 3 Smith & Wesson M&P shields will be given away, value of $549 a pop. That's the MSRP. All you dopey liberals that don't understand economics, that stands for manufacturer suggested retail price. You can look it up. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. And all you have to do is go to USCCAonAir.com. The page is for you. It's right there for you. Everything you need to know about the levels of self-defense protection that are available to you. Foolish if you don't have it. I'm telling you, foolish if you don't have it. You listen to emails from guys like John and many others that I get from people saying, hey, thanks for turning me on to this. I never felt so comfortable leaving the house with my firearm as I do now, knowing that, God forbid, I hopefully never have to use it. The odds are I won't, but if I do, good heavens. So all the information is right there. You have 7 hours, 25 minutes, and exactly 24 minutes now. The clock just flipped. If you are listening to me after on a delayed broadcast, not to worry. Just go to the site and see the new guns that are popped up. You'll see them before I know them tomorrow. And even if you don't win one of the 3 guns, you're in the running to be one of the 3 grand prize winners, which is the ultimate home defense arsenal. And everybody who enters the gun giveaway also gets 3 chances to take home that arsenal. By the way, it's a $31,140 in total value, about 10 grand a piece, 10 and change. All right. And for a bonus this month only, every gun giveaway winner will receive a free Laser Max Spartan laser, a $99 value on top of that. All right, so make sure to check that out. All the information on the packages, the self-defense insurance is right there for you. Silver is up to $300,000 in protection. Gold, $575,000 in protection. Platinum, which is what I have, $1,125 in protection. My wife has that also. It's $13 a month, or $147 for one-time payment for the silver insurance. The gold is $22 a month, or an annual payment, one annual payment of $247. And the platinum, what I have, is $30 a month, or annual payment of $347. What price? Peace of mind. You got house, you got insurance for your house, you got insurance for fire, you got insurance for your car, you got insurance for your boat, your campers, everything else. Insurance for your life. If you're carrying a gun, you need this. What price? Peace of mind, okay? Just telling you the stuff you need to know. All right, back to Michael Laporte's email. So I was making it clear on that domestic violence situation that I didn't have the answer. If you go back and listen, that's what you'll find that I said. I don't know the answer. What I said was, it is a legitimate question. Now let's go to some of the points. What difference is there between that and the homeowners association who wants to know if you own a gun? There's a hell of a big difference between that, because we're talking about an ongoing violent situation. We're talking about a current event. We're talking about someone who is actively being sought out and marked. Someone who actively has a restraining order in place, who has had to call law enforcement, who has physically armed themselves and trained for just such an event. We're not talking about something that might happen down the road. We're talking about something that is happening. This guy is coming after me. I never know where he's going to pop up when I'm out. And I believe it to be a legitimate question. It's not my opinion, because I'm not giving my opinion on it yet. But it is a legitimate question when children are involved. And with all due respect, Michael, my kids are not collateral damage in a situation where, after the fact, I find out, and I feel pretty certain that you would too, want to know, what do you mean she's been being attacked and the sheriff's department's been coming after this guy for months? My kid's dead. Think about that. Just think about that. That's what I'm asking you to think about. I don't have the answer. It's what I said on the previous show, and I'm saying it again right now. I don't know the answer. But I want you to think about it, because it is a legitimate question. Should the school be notified? And for that matter, should other coworkers be notified? Here's why I say that. I've known people who were under threat of domestic violence. I have been in the presence of them out and about. I have been armed and knew about the possibility of something coming. The rest of the school didn't, nor did the kids. They're defenseless. Not to mention, so is the teacher under her current work environment. And she knows that this guy is, and I hate to use the term, gunning for her, okay? That's probably a bad phrase. She knows that it happened. I mean, that it is what it is. She knows he can pop up. Don't think for 2 seconds that her and the principal didn't think that this guy might have showed up at the school. They did think about it. I know they did. I don't know if anything was said. So I don't know yet. I'm saying that this is a legitimate question. I think you should ask yourselves. I want to hear your responses. Please, mark@armedamericanradio.org so that I can answer. There's a big difference between a hypothetical that could happen and something that is legitimately ongoing right now, that the cops know about, that court action has been taken. Big, big difference between that. And then, of course, Michael nails it with the private. That's what I talked about the other day. These people have a right to privacy. And again, I'm throwing this out there for discussion because that's what I do. They work with kids. They are victims of domestic violence, ongoing domestic violence, severe enough that they are armed and trained to respond to it. They knew it when they went in the school. Should the teachers, should the school have put them on administrative leave, paid administrative leave, not to punish them, but to pay them, until they can fix this terrible problem in their life so that the kids are not at risk. Fortunately for the kids down in Florida, they were not put at risk. But if you don't think for 2 seconds that the guy that dons a vest, gloves, hat, 50 rounds, 2 guns, isn't capable of doing that at a school, look at San Bernardino. As I said, it doesn't matter where the teacher works. Could have been a shoe store, could have been a meatpacking facility. It doesn't make any difference. He's going to get her. That's his idea. That's what he's going to do. It doesn't matter. So there are legitimate questions. I want to hear your response. But that's not a normal hypothetical of walking down the street and quite possibly getting robbed about something. This is an ongoing event. This is every time I go out my door, this guy could come around a bush. This is something that they've been living in fear with. So it changes the whole picture. It changes the whole picture. It definitely does. Fun to talk about because there's so much at stake. And we need to talk about it. Sweeping it under the rug isn't going to do anything. Not a thing. Kenneth Hoffpower writes in. Kenneth, I hope I got your last name right. Kenneth Hoffpower. Hoffpower. Mark, I listen to your show archives throughout the day at work and enjoy the program. I made it to the show on 4/11/17, and while you and your guests talked about leaving your gun in your car, I wish I could keep my firearm on me all day, all the time, but it is not an option as the office I work at will not allow firearms in the building. I am working lightly to try and get that changed. Can't lose an oil and gas job in this market. Back to the reason for the email, though. I do not agree with the statement that you should just not carry if you can't keep it on you 100%. I do bring my firearm into some places that prefer not to have them, i.e. theater, zoo, etc. But at times, my family will go to places that have metal detectors like sports stadiums, federal buildings, etc. So firearm stays in vehicle. Also, I think the discussion about taking a gun apart to place in different locations of the vehicle, in a parking lot or on the side of the road, seems to add an undue risk for an NG. The letter writer Kenneth for NG, for those of you who might not know, means negligent discharge. When I have to leave a firearm in a vehicle, it comes out slowly out of my holster and deliberately placed in a lockbox. I don't think we should discourage carry if they cannot keep their firearm on them all the time. Just my thought on that discussion. Keep up the good fight. When I come back, I'll answer that email, break that down for you, give you my 2 cents worth, and then we're going to play some Into the Fray stuff from Kevin Michalowski. Great stuff. Great education, information, and entertainment for you. A lawfully, responsibly armed American. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with me.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Man, I'm telling you what, the fastest hour in radio, right? Just flies right by. Just have more fun than we can, we should, I guess. Not can, but because we do. Just more fun than we should be able to. It just moves right along. We'll go back to the email real quick because I want to play that Into the Fray video about a gunfight never going the way you trained for it to go. I'm telling you, you'll see what I'm talking about in just a second. Okay, talking about guns in the car. I don't know if I was misunderstood because I never made that statement. I'd have to go back and listen, which, frankly, I don't have time to do. But I think I remember where it was discussed. I think it was from a commenter on the piece that I had written for Ammo Land. Okay, he says, he wish he could keep the firearm on him all day long, but it's not an option as the office that he works at won't allow a firearm in the building. So it stays in the car. That's completely understandable. He says, I do not agree with the statement that you should just not carry if you can't keep it on you 100%. And I'm not sure who made that statement. I'm certain it wasn't me. Because I mentioned that I keep my gun in my car when I have to also. And just like the letter writer like Kenneth, I also take my guns in theaters and zoos and places that say no guns allowed because I can. It's not a violation of the law for me to do it here. Now, I couldn't when I was in Texas. So I had to leave the firearm in the hotel and had to transfer it to someone else to put in the room, which would have been illegal in Washington. I talked about that yesterday. That's the expanded background checks. So as far as, now Paul Markle, student of the gun, had mentioned, here's an idea, if you have to leave it in the car, if that's a concern, disassemble the firearm. Yes, I mean, technically speaking, you know, anytime you handle the firearm, I guess there's a risk for a negligent discharge or a greater risk than not handling the firearm. But I'm going to assume that you know how to handle your firearm. And it was George Hill who said on this program, the Mad Ogre, some time ago, holstering your firearm that day will probably be the most dangerous thing you do. Because if you don't respect that firearm, just like a rattlesnake, you don't respect a rattlesnake, it's going to jump up and bite you. And if it does, the consequences are going to be about the same or even worse with the firearm if you don't get it taken care of in time, okay? But, I mean, we could say these hypotheticals all day long. I mean, this is like, you know, do we go overboard with repeating 50 times to somebody not to have any ammo on the other side of the room when you're cleaning your firearms? Why? Is your ammo going to jump up and go? If you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. It doesn't matter if your ammo is not 20 feet away from you in the same room. We could go on and have this debate all day long. Because I know when I clean my firearms, my gun doesn't fly out of my hands and go load itself. My ammo doesn't come flying across the room and insert itself into my handgun if I set it down and go get another cloth. It doesn't work that way. But we say these things for safety, is to remind people to be safe. Just to be safe, get it out of the room. Okay, are we going too far there? Yeah, we could make the case we do. But we say it anyway. Just move it over there. Get it out. Put it behind that wall over there, and you, that way you don't have to worry about it. So, good email. Love it. Love the thoughts on it. Love the thoughts on the discussion. Here's the deal from me. Carry your gun with you everywhere you go. How do I close out every hour? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. That also means if you have to leave it in the car, we're simply making the point, make sure it's secure. I told you how I secure my gun in my truck. I do the same thing. I don't not carry if I can't take it with me. Do you think for 2 seconds I'd leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to catch an early flight out of Atlanta, have to drive through Atlanta? And if I'm not taking my firearm with me, that I don't leave it? Of course I do. I take it with me, and when I get back to my truck at the airport, it's there. I always have my gun. Just do it safely. That's the point that we're trying to make, and there are ways to do it. If you have questions about how to do it, you want to learn how to do it the right way, well, you missed the other shows, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will be more than happy to point you in the right direction. It's what we do. All right. One of these into the phrase. These are good. I got to get one of these things in for you. Let me see if I can pop this up real quick, because a gunfight's never going to go the way it's planned. And Kevin Michalowski, and I just love Kevin to death. He's such a great guy, and these videos are awesome. If you have time, please make sure to watch these. This one is titled, A Gunfight Never Goes As Planned. Now, what this is he shows, I got to give you a theater of the mind before I play the audio, but up in the top right corner of the screen, he shows very high-definition video of a guy entering a bank armed, and the response from the guard is instantaneous. And the guard does not reach out into a beautiful two-handed grip, textbook shooting stance that we all train for. He didn't have the time. In fact, he was shooting one-handed from behind cover, and it was ugly at times. But he won. Take a listen to Kevin talk about a gunfight's not going to be just like a day at the range. Let's get this pulled up for you. Here we go. And that is by Kevin Michalowski, Not Just a Day at the Range. Here we go.
Your gunfight will never be like a day at the range.
Sean, you may have to elevate that, please.
Check out this video up here. This is shots of a bank robber having a really bad day. The robber burst into the bank and fired a shot in the air to get everyone's attention. What that did was immediately alert the armed security guard that the fight was on. Notice that this security guard doesn't care about shooting stance or even two-handed shooting. He's going right over the top of that counter and just making sure he gets rounds on target. Remember, it's not the first round out of your muzzle that counts. It's the first accurate round on target that counts. And even though the bad guy's been shot, he still gets up and exits the building. That should tell you how underpowered pistol cartridges really are. Remember this, your ammunition is not going to have Hollywood-type effects on a bad guy. One shot does not automatically put someone down. Think about all the things going on in this video that we could talk about. And I might use this video more than once. But right here, for this situation, consider the fact that the good guy is in a compromised position. He doesn't have a good shooting stance. He doesn't have a perfect two-handed grip. He's leaning over the counter, trying to find the bad guy who is hiding and put rounds on him. You never train like that when you're at the range. But that's how gunfights go down. Things never go as you plan them. I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. If you like these videos, share them with all your friends. And please subscribe to our page. We'll give you more great information every week.
And he will. What's the moral of what Kevin just told us? Think about it. Bueller, what's the moral? Plan for chaos. Plan for it not to go down the way you're planning for it or would like for it to go down. Plan for that chaos. How do we plan for chaos, for crying out loud? We plan for chaos by expecting chaos when we walk into a room. Look around you. This is all part of what? What do I like to tell you? Preparation, avoidance, awareness. Prepare to avoid by being aware. Always look around. Kevin gives great advice in another video that I don't have time for today, unfortunately. But in the essence, he says, never walk into a building you don't know how to get out of. When you walk into that bank, think about what's going on around you. And I use the bank because that was what was being used in the video that you couldn't see, but you heard me kind of describe for you. Plan for that chaos. So when you're at the range, practice one-handed shooting. Practice offhand shooting. Practice weak hand. You ever do that? You're right-handed. You ever shoot with your left hand? If you're left-handed, you ever shoot with your right hand? If you're ambidextrous, awesome. Most of us aren't. You may have to do that. And while you're shooting, plan for that chaos. Okay? Great stuff from Kevin Michalowski. Tomorrow, great program lined up for you. I'm gonna steal the thunder, but we're gonna have somebody on the program, Lee Williams and myself. Of course, Lee Williams being the gun writer from the Sarasota Herald Tribune, great friend of mine. That makes him a great friend of yours. Special guest. We're gonna talk about training for the full hour, amongst a couple other things. But that's where we're going all day long tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios of the USCCA, Crossbreed Holster Monster Broadcast on the Weekend Studios. Armed American Radio Ranch is ready to rock and roll. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you on the radio tomorrow. Going to be a great program. Don't miss it.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.